For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team back at home this weekend. They'll host Ferris State, and a home-and-home last week with St. Cloud State, joined by junior goalie Gavin Enright out of Farmington. I'm not going to lie, Gavin, I felt bad for you a little bit. Like, ooh, Gavin's starting on Saturday, which is great, but this team just poked the bear, and St. Cloud State's going to come out guns a-blazing. Did you go into that game on Saturday with that thought, or did you go in like just like any other game?
I think for me, I just went in like any other game, just kind of just getting ready. I got an opportunity to play, especially in a Minnesota barn and Minnesota team, and a team you like grow up watching and seeing around. So it's just really exciting for me to start, and just like any other game, just going there, trying to show up, make the most out of the opportunity, and yeah.
Athletes are competitive in nature. They want to play. That's one thing that I've always commended goalies, is you support the other guy if he's in net. What was it like watching that game play out on Friday?
It was awesome. Just everyone just bonded together, and we played Beaver hockey, and it was probably one of the best games in my 3 years that I've seen play, and it was just awesome to see everything come together and all the guys put in work, even guys that from the fourth line to the first line to guys that you wouldn't expect making plays. And I think that's just what we need. We need depth, and it really showed on Friday, and it's a good sign, but it just needs to continue throughout the season and be able to be consistent to be able to win games like that.
In the post game Saturday, Tom said, we need to flush it and move on. Easier said than done sometimes, especially when you look Friday, you guys did all the little things right and get rewarded for it. Saturday, I'm not saying you were cutting corners, but some things weren't done the way that they quite needed to be done, and you lose. It's a pretty good slap in the face, isn't it, that if you take a shift off, if you cut corners, you're going to get beat.
Yeah, especially in college hockey, you know, there's only – you get Friday, Saturday, so if you face a good team like St. Cloud and they get beat at our home, and obviously they want to turn around and win, and they're a good enough team to be able to turn around, and you can't be content with just one win, and you have to go into every game with a new mind slate, and you never be too high, too low. You have to take a even mindset to be consistent in college hockey and be able to just have the ability to win games like going into other teams' barns like that. So I think just moving forward, we just need to not get too high, not too low, and just level-headed, and I think a lot will come from that.
Ferris last year, record wasn't what they wanted it to be. They came in here and gave you guys fits all weekend long. Does that matter at all this year? I mean, you guys have so many new guys on this team. Does that even matter?
I mean, like you said, just so many new guys, they didn't experience it. And I know the guys that did experience it, just it's kind of burning in their chest and in their head for the past year. And you look back and you realize you don't want to go back down that road. So just taking steps to make sure that doesn't happen again will definitely be in the minds of the guys that were here last year. But for the guys that weren't, it's just another weekend and just another opponent that we need to respect and honor and put forth our best effort.
Best of luck.
Thank you.